This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore took 5 years to build, beginning in 1972. For the workers involved, it meant overtime pay and a chance to prove themselves on a giant construction project that would go on to become a Baltimore icon. The bridge cost $110 million to build in the 70s, which translates to about $500 million today. Now, a few weeks after its collapse, workers reflect on what many consider to be a monument to their efforts. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
At the Seahorse Inn, just north of the collapsed Key Bridge, 79-year-old retired iron worker Butch Henry goes behind the bar to pour himself a cup of coffee.
How you doing?
He takes it black, just like he did when he was getting up early to build the bridge. The job meant going up hundreds of feet in the air to bolt together pieces of steel.
Your work was beautiful. It was the biggest job in town.
Henry lost several teeth while working on the bridge when a bolt hit him in the mouth. Still, he says the money was good, enough that he was able to take his family on vacations to the Jersey Shore. After his time as an iron worker, Henry did road work, including filling potholes, like the men who died while working on the bridge when it collapsed. He gets tears in his eyes when he talks about it.
It was unbelievable. I didn't think anything could bring that bridge down.
It also shocked one of his fellow iron workers, 75-year-old Buddy Cephalou.
It's like, this can't be real.
Cephalou says he felt deflated, then angry, even helpless.
Having stood atop that steel, having helped to build that bridge with my two hands and back.
It was satisfying but backbreaking work. Cephalou has had 4 lumbar surgeries. But as a young man, the job was also a stepping stone to higher positions in the union.
Maybe 2 old-timers would be looking at a guy in the union hall and say, that kid worked on the Key Bridge, man. He really got around good, meaning climb iron and just be good up top on the steel.
Not everyone who worked on the bridge liked it. Peneghi Scagliazzato's father, Jerry, painted the metal beams on the Key Bridge.
He hated heights. And this wasn't just heights. It was like heights over water.
Still, after working on the bridge, Scagliazzato's, a Greek immigrant, was able to move his family of 4 out of a 1-bedroom apartment and buy a Baltimore row home. When the bridge collapsed, Scagliazzato says his dad, who now has early-onset dementia, looked like he lost a friend.
It's the same look he always had whenever he read a union letter saying someone else has passed away. We're collecting funds. It's like, I remember that guy.
Scagliazzato says that for him, the bridge was a reminder of the work his dad did.
My dad's 83. You know, I don't know how many more years I'll have with him, so it was always good to kind of be able to know, like, pieces of him will always be here because of these buildings. Right? Like, I know, like, even when he's gone, if I drive somewhere, I can be like, my dad painted that.
Scagliazzato says the bridge was a symbol of the work his dad and other tradespeople did, on a structure they built to serve others, and one they thought would outlive them. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.